Nuuk is the world's most northerly capital city, and today almost all of its 17,000 inhabitants have gathered around a giant Christmas tree.
I'm 39 years old, live in the capital city in Nuuk with my family and three kids. It's a big big celebration in our family. Everybody are excited to watch the Santa Claus come to town and light up the Christmas tree. And
we have a 7 months old little baby here, so it's first time for her. So she's gonna see the tree first time.
The snow is falling and the sun is already gone from the sky. Even though it is still a little before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, children wearing mittens wave sparklers in the air. Earlier on, Santa landed in a helicopter, and he now clambers into a cherry picker to be raised up to the tippity top of the huge Christmas tree. With a wink and a wave, he turns on the Christmas lights.
We love Christmas really much here in Greenland. My name is Kirsten Holm, in Danish Kirsten, but in Greenlandic they call me Gisted, and I'm from 1954.
Kirsten is a retired teacher who's lived in Greenland for most of her 65 years. When she was a child, she and her cousins would gather at their grandparents' house in the centre of Nuuk each Christmas. Now she's a grandmother herself.
The days are shorter and there's not so much light, so we really love to decorate our homes. I will introduce you to a special orange star. The Han Hooters brought it to Greenland. It's hanging on the windows in every home.
These orange stars are part of Greenland's connection to the Hernhutters, the Moravian missionaries who first brought Christianity to Greenland over 200 years ago. Largely replacing Inuit religious beliefs. The stars go up on the first Sunday of Advent and will shine out from windows across the country until Epiphany on January the 6th.
You might be interested about the things we eat during the Christmas.
The harsh Arctic winters require a lot of energy to survive. Little can be grown here, and so the traditional diet is mainly fish and meat. From Christmas Eve until the 26th of December, people feast on the animals of the north.
It's lomsokker caviar we have, and dry cod, and snellfish, and smoked salmon, and redfish, and fried grenadier. And the meat is seal, whale, beluga skin, and blubber. During August, we have the reindeer and muskus, and the lamb from all over Greenland.
Hundreds of years ago, people on Greenland survived from hunting and gathering. But these days, everything in Nuuk arrives in shipping containers that litter the town. Even the Christmas trees have to be imported because it's too cold for them to grow here.
They sailed them from Denmark to in 6 days to Nuuk. Then we have them in the end of November. And now they have put them up and we can buy them ourselves to our own homes. My dream is I can grow my own Christmas tree here in Nuuk and then put it out, because I'm really fond of the trees. But anyway, that's how it is.
The trees are kept outside the homes right up until the evening of December the 23rd, when they are brought inside and decorated after all of the children are in bed. When they wake up in the morning, it's as if a beautiful tree has appeared by magic in their home. Choral singing is a big part of cultural life in Greenland, and on Christmas Day, the choirs fill the churches with a Christmas carol that has become a part of the national identity.
This hymn is really, it touches our hearts, and they also sing it in Denmark when they have a Ingilde Passui.
From out of the winter dark, in a country blanketed in ice, comes music full of human harmony and the twinkle of a Christmas star. To top it all, the snow is falling in Greenland. This is Ashley Byrne for DW, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas.